And here's the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 1st of December, 2024. Today is the birthday of Akala, born on this day in 1983. Kingsley James McLean Daly, known professionally as Akala, is a British rapper, journalist, author, activist, poet, and polymath from Kentish Town, London. In 2006, he was voted the best hip-hop act at the MOBO Awards and has been included on the annual power list of the 100 most influential Black British people in the UK. He has also authored 3 books. Akala is a prominent vegan in London's grime scene and has supported Cook Daily, a vegan restaurant startup. Akala eats a plant-based diet for health reasons, believing humans are not designed to eat meat or consume dairy. He feels healthier and stronger since giving them up. He points to the better health of the Rastafarians in Jamaica's hills compared to those in the city who eat a westernized diet. Akala says that living a vegan lifestyle is a way to be true to yourself and live in the real world. Quote, humans are the only animals in the world that drink another animal's milk, and we just assume it's normal and logical, and people will actually argue with you until they're blue in the face that humans are designed to drink cow's milk. But we're not cows. The publication of Eating and Believing, Interdisciplinary Perspectives on Vegetarianism and Theology, edited by David Grummet and Rachel Moores, was on this day in 2008. What are the links between people's beliefs and the foods they choose to eat? This book will shed new light on modern vegetarianism and related forms of dietary choice by situating them in the context of historic Christian practice. It will show how the theological significance of embodied practice may be retrieved and reconceived in the present day. Food and diet is a neglected area of Christian theology, and Christianity is conspicuous among the modern world's religions in having few dietary rules or customs. Yet historically, food and the practices surrounding it have significantly shaped Christian lives and identities. This collection, prepared collaboratively, includes contributions on the relationship between Christian beliefs and food practices in specific historical contexts. It considers the relationship between eating and believing from non-Christian perspectives that have in turn shaped Christian attitudes and practices. It also examines ethical arguments about vegetarianism and their significance for emerging Christian theologies of food. And today is the birthday of the company Fromage, plant-based artisan cheese. Chef Peg Schaefer attended chef school in Corvallis, Oregon in 1984. Peg said the hardest thing to give up when she became vegan was cheese. The options available at stores were not good, so armed with determination and years of culinary experience, Chef Peg set out to create a plant-based cheese that tasted great. That is how Fromage was born. Go to the Fromage website, that's Faux Mages, and shop the variety of cheeses, crackers, and sauces. And here's a poem for today, December by Christopher Pearse Crunch. No more the scarlet maples flash and burn their beacon fires from hilltop and from plain. The meadow grasses and the woodland fern in the bleak woods lie withered once again. The trees stand bare and bear each stony scar upon the cliffs. Half frozen glide the rills. The steel blue river like a scimitar lies cold and curved between the dusky hills. Over the upland farm I take my walk and miss the flaunting flocks of goldenrod. Each autumn flower a dry and leafless stalk. Each mossy field a track of frozen sod. I hear no more the robin's summer song through the gray network of the wintry woods, only the cawing crows that all day long clamor about the windy solitudes. Like agate stones upon earth's frozen breast, the little pools of ice lie round and still, while sullen clouds shut downward east and west in marble ridges stretched from hill to hill. Come once again, O southern wind, once more come with thy wet wings flapping at my pane, ere snowdrifts pile their mounds about my door, one parting dream of summer bring again. Ah, no, I hear the windows rattle fast. I see the first flakes of the gathering snow that dance and whirl before the northern blast. No counterman the march of days can know. December drops no weak relenting tear by our fond summer sympathies ensnared. Nor from the perfect circle of the year can even winter's crystal gems be spared. Cranch's December. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that living a vegan lifestyle is a way to be true to yourself and live in the real world.